Thank you for listening to this recording from Chestnut Hill Baptist Church. Today, Pastor David Sipe starts a new series on the Psalms, preaching out of Psalm 130 with the first of a two-part message called The Psalms in You. We hope you find this message valuable and enriching.
Our scripture reading this morning is from the book of Psalms, Psalm 130, verses 1 through 7. Psalm 130, verses 1 through 7. This is the word of God to us this morning. A song of ascents. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, keep a record of sins, O Lord, who can stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. May God illuminate our hearts with this truth from his word this morning. Thank you. We begin a series this morning on the Psalms, and with 150 of them recorded for us in the Bible, it's a not practical endeavor, I don't think, for us to undertake a study of each of them methodically on Sunday morning, but there is a way we can effectively open up this portion of the Bible and stand upon its truth in order to gainfully accomplish nourishment for our souls. And I believe that a sampling of the Psalms will help us to accomplish that endeavor. So here this morning we begin with Psalm 130. But within the Psalms are many lighted paths that lead us to a closer understanding of God. After all, God does not wish to remain abstract or unknowable. He doesn't wish for us to ponder his existence or to question our own existence as the philosophers wish to have us debate life. No, he wants us to be able to discover him and to see him in light of his faithfulness, his power, his justice, his mercies, his goodness. And in light of all of these and many more, he wants us to see him in his steadfastness. He's unchanging. And what he chose to convey of himself thousands of years ago is still relevant for us today. And it is discoverable. God's voice is heard all through the Old Testament. His voice is heard in the books of the law. The voice is heard in the prophets. And his voice is heard here in the Psalms. And that voice, we find, is within each of us. And we should note, as we begin this journey, that the order of the Psalms does not occur by coincidence, or as man ordained. It's no coincidence that God begins his placement of Psalms with showing us what a man blessed of God looks like, and ends with a mandate of all of God's creation to praise him. And so the Psalms start with the most basic of insight from God in his view of man. In God's eyes, there are only two kinds of men. And we discover right at the beginning those who seek the counsel of the Word and those who seek the counsel of God through his own Word. The counsel of the world and the counsel of his own Word. That's the thrust of that first psalm. And the second psalm then gives us God in Christ as a leader who's able to maintain his church and all of those who follow this rule against all the opposition which can be made against them. And the rest of the Psalms hold examples of Christ and his followers yoked in conflict with their persecutors for righteousness' sake. They prevail by his power, which upholds and directs and comforts them in all of their troubles and gives victory and deliverance to all of them out of those troubles, with the intent that everyone who chooses to be truly blessed in the way prescribed by God may resolve and prepare themselves for such a life as the saints have had in all of the generations before them. And that is a life mixed with crosses and a life mixed with comforts, a life wherein they make use of their faith in God by prayer and shall not want for the answer in due time, a life that believes in God and answers to their prayer, a life composed of a variety of godly exercises and closes with praises the Lord frames in the heart of the believer with unspeakable joy in that great day that's coming of the Lord's second coming. So we have often spoken in this church of biblical theology, how God is communicating an ever-expanding message concerning himself as we progress through the pages of Scripture. And God's word encourages the reader to read forward, to discover the outcome of his promises, and presents us with the reminders of God's similar actions in the past. And so God's voice is consistently present. But I want you to see also how distinct God's voice is. And while he speaks throughout the Pentateuch and throughout the prophets, and that voice speaks within us, we must recognize that there is a different focus in the Psalms. A different focus in the Psalms. The old Jewish prophets were messengers of God, sent by him to bear witness of himself to those who had forgotten or were forgetting him. And we see the prophets, how faithfully they bore witness to God as an ever-present preserver and ruler of the world, and how boldly they contended for right and for truth. We see how strenuously they denounced the sins of their times, and how plainly their words and lives were testimonies and were testifying to Christ. And so now we want to apply the same understanding to the Psalms. We want to trace the voice of God speaking to us in these sacred songs, these sacred poems, these sacred hymns. And here at the very outset, we're struck by the difference between the Psalms and those of the portions of the Bible that precede the Psalms. And this is key, so listen carefully, because this forms the focus of where we're going in the remainder of the weeks that we'll be studying the Psalms. You see, in the prophetical writings, we hear God's voice speaking to man, right? God's voice speaks to man through the prophets. We see in the prophets God's messengers who spoke his message to their fellow men. But in the Psalms, it's not the same. The writers of the Psalms did not address man so much as they addressed God. The prophets spoke to man. The psalmist spoke to God. And in the Psalms, it is man who speaks to God, sometimes in joy, but oftentimes in sorrow, sometimes in praise, but more often in doubt, in pain, in darkness, in anguish of spirit. Yet with very few exceptions, it is always man pouring out his soul to God. That's the great characteristic of the Psalms, and why we began with Psalm 130, with the psalmist pouring his heart out to God. It's a voice from earth to heaven that we hear in the Psalms. Not a voice from heaven to earth, a voice often from earth's lowest depths, from the deep mire and from the pit, from a place of darkness and from the deep of life. An appeal for help, often from a shipwrecked soul over whom all God's waves and storms have gone. A cry of mercy from deep waters, the depth of man's misery to the depths of man's mercy, God's mercy. Now, not all of the Psalms are of this mournful character. In some, the voice of joy and praise alone is heard. And even in the saddest, there's always some note of hope that's transferred. Yet in all of the Psalms, it is man who speaks to God rather than God who speaks to man. And if this is so, how is it that we can speak of God's voice in the Psalms as if somehow he's creating the opportunity for us to learn from him? How can we attempt to trace the utterances of the voice of God in the Psalms? What do the Psalms contain? Well, the first thing I think that will occur to you as you glance over the Psalms and turn in thought from one psalm to another is the great variety of circumstances under which they seem to have been composed. Some, like that beautiful lament by the waters of Babylon, speak of national sorrows. Others, like the 85th Psalm, speak of national triumph. Some express the anguish of the individual heart when crushed by pain. And others speak the language of a soul overflowing with joy and with praise. The circumstances under which the Psalms were written appear to have embraced the whole range of human life, its joys and its sorrows, its successes and its reverses. And yet I'm sure that if you look at this variety of ancient hymns, you'll be struck by another feature, namely their unity, the unity of the Psalms, their agreement of oneness. And this will be suggested to you first by the person to whom they are addressed, God to whom they are all addressed. They are the utterances of various minds, influenced by various feelings, calling forth by various circumstances, and yet they are all alike in being addressed to God. All meet him. But that's not all. It's not only that the Psalms are all addressed to God, but also that they're in their various utterances to God, there is the same spirit in all of the Psalms. The same principle seems to dictate each Psalm. If you'll look carefully through the whole collection, you'll find that all are alike in this, namely, the faith which finds an utterance in them. If we were to look for the one thing above all others which is to be found in the Psalms, we should find it here, that they all speak the same language of faith in a living God. Faith in God. That's the principle which underlies the whole book of Psalms. Faith in the living God. That's the key to which all of these sacred songs are set. If you want to explain the meaning of true faith in God, you could not do better than by looking through the Psalms and tracing that through each of them. If I wanted to explain to you what faith in God really means, I couldn't do it better than by taking you through the Psalms and showing you how it promotes and prompts the utterance of each. Faith in God, that's the one idea which runs through all of the Psalms. If you search them all through, you'll find this faith in God unfolding itself in a variety of ways, some of which are these. Faith in God as the creator and the preserver of the world. Faith in God as the living king and the ruler of men. Faith in God as the righteous judge. Faith in God as having compassion upon all who suffer. And then finally, faith in God as one who will not reject those who are penitent. Now remember that when I was speaking of the Jewish prophets, this was the lesson which we found them teaching the people. They bore a message from God, and that message related to God himself, his nature, and his will. They came as a witness for God, an unseen but ever-present God, the living ruler and judge of men, who takes notice of man's actions, who rewards the good and who punishes the evil and the wicked. This was the God whom the prophets revealed. And yet they taught man to trust in this almighty ruler and judge as being merciful and compassionate, abundant in mercy to all who call upon him. That was the message of the prophets. But now in the Psalms, we find the very same truth set forth, not in a message towards men, but in the prayers and songs of praise toward God. In the prophetical portion of the Old Testament, we have the lesson of faith in God set forth to be learned by men. In the Psalms, we have the heart of man when it is learned this lesson, repeating it back to God, repeating it not by rote, but in the application of the lesson to its own individual wants and sorrows. And in the Psalms, we see how faith in God supports men. We see it as a living principle, as the one anchor and support of those who are struggling with the actual trials and sins of life, the one rock upon which a firm footing is to be gained, and the shifting quicksands of this world, the one sure refuge, the one strong tower, the one haven of rest amid those waters and storms in the midst of which man's lot is cast. So here we shall find an answer to the question with which we started. Where is God's voice in the Psalms? How do we trace in them the same divine voice that speaks in the prophets? And here's the answer. In the Psalms, it is true that it is man who speaks to God. It is a voice from earth to heaven, not a voice from heaven to earth, and yet it is God's voice. It is God's voice that man repeats from earth to heaven. What then is this voice of man to God which we hear in the Psalms? But the echo of that voice of God to man which we heard in the prophets being echoed back to God. What's earth's echo? It's a heavenly message. It's a bit like an echo when your voice hits an object and bounces back to you. We see here an image of spiritual things. What is this which we hear in the Psalms but an echo of God's own voice speaking to man and being echoed back to God? Not an echo like that of earth, which is but an empty sound, but an echo which is living, an echo which is thrown back heavenwards by a living human heart, a heart upon which God's own voice has fallen, waking it up to beat in unison with the heart of God and to give back soft and clear the notes of heavenly music which have struck upon the heart, an echo from a living, suffering, sinful heart, yet a heart which vibrates through all of its being with the sound of the Almighty. Psalm 130 says this, "Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord." You see the echo of man back to heaven? "O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy." Where did he learn that? But from the prophets, God to man, now merging with man's spirit and being echoed back to God. Put your hope in the Lord. The first verse says, "For with the Lord is unfailing love." Where did he learn that? Except what God had given him through the prophets. This is what we have in the Psalms. A voice from the depths of man's heart ascending up to God. A voice often of extreme suffering or deepest anguish, yet always a voice of faith and trust. Now, from where does that faith and trust come? But from God's Spirit within the heart. It was the divine voice within the souls of the psalmist which taught them that lesson of faith in God. It was God's Spirit which enabled them so steadfastly to believe in God. It was God himself within them, the life of their souls, from that deep, strong conviction which put itself forth in words of trust and confidence and hope. the faith by which they clung so earnestly to God as their refuge and their hope and their salvation was from God himself. He had revealed himself to their spirits, and then he opened their eyes of their soul to see him, that unseen yet ever near God. And so it is the expression of faith in God which runs through the Psalms. The voice is God's voice. The utterances of man's spirit in the Psalms come from God, though they are addressed to him. They are the pleadings of the human spirit with God under the influence of his spirit, the heavenward aspirations of the soul when kindled with that divine fire, the outpouring of the emotions of the heart of man when man's heart is stirred into these hidden depths by an angel from heaven, if you will. And here it is that we are able to find the secret of that divine hold which the Psalms have always had on the heart of man. Men have been able to make them their own. They've found themselves, their own circumstances, their own trials, their own sorrows, their own doubts, their own fears, their own hopes, their own deepest feelings in these songs of Israel. It's not only that the varied circumstances of which the Psalms speak correspond with wonderful faithfulness to the varied circumstances of human life, not only that here each man may find his own outward circumstances, but also that here each man may find his own innermost self revealed by God. The voice which speaks in the Psalms is a voice which comes home to each of us. It's a voice which each of us can make his own because it is the echo of that voice of God which speaks within all of us. Because it is the utterance of man's spirit in communion with God. God has given us in the Psalms inspired words through which to approach him in prayer. Words of sinful and suffering man like ourselves, yet words that are divine. Human words penetrated by the divine spirit. Words in which the spirit of God within us may intercede for us with a father in groanings and with otherwise cannot be uttered. And so it is then that God's voice speaks in these songs of Zion. They are the echo on earth of the music of heaven. Strains of that divine harmony which is given by the heart of man when its living chords are swept by the touch of his master's hand. That's the Psalms that God has given us, learned from the prophets and uttered back to God in echo. And may God bless his own word to us this morning as we begin a search through his Psalms. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us these 150 Psalms, many more hymns of praise and poetry that was uttered, I'm sure. But we thank you for what you've given us in these particular, in the order that you've placed them in, seeing first the contrast between the man that follows you and the man who follows the world, and ending in the proclamation of all praises that belong to you by all of your creation. And in between, Lord, from psalm to psalm, faith uttered in the depths of this life to the heights of heaven, learn from you, intermingled with our soul, your spirit and ours, proclaiming you and giving what is rightfully yours back to you as we learn it in this life to trust you in faith. And so we thank you, Lord, for what you've given us of yourself, the knowledge that we have of you, and the ability to sing that praise back to you, echoed into the heavenly realm of your throne. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
For more information about Chestnut Hill Baptist Church, or to subscribe to these audio messages via our podcast, visit our website at chestnuthillbaptist.org. You can also write to us at Chestnut Hill Baptist Church, 2 Bethlehem Pike, Philadelphia, PA, 19118.